After the ad aired, as Squarespace tried to promote the hashtag 529, a counterversion appeared, 9 to 5 should be enough. The ad clearly felt to many of its viewers like yet another glorification of an economy in which people must work more jobs for ever longer hours just to survive to the next paycheck, often for gig economy companies that classified them as independent contract laborers instead of offering the sorts of protected, benefited, living wage jobs for which the women of the original 9-to-5 group continue to fight. It didn't help that the gig economy mainstays DoorDash and Uber Eats aired their own Super Bowl ads, branding themselves as genial supporters of small businesses. DoorDash used the Sesame Street song "People in Your Neighborhood." Uber Eats resurrected the tongue-in-cheek anti-corporate message of Wayne's World. Both companies have taken in billions during the pandemic, skimming hefty fees off the struggling local restaurants whose foods they deliver. This was a poor message. Adweek chided at a time when hustle culture feels downright toxic. Inevitably, though, debate about the ad landed not on Squarespace, but on the shoulders of Parton herself. Was she profiting off the fetishization of an exploitive economy, or was she just another hard-working American with her own side hustle? There's an ad within the ad for Parton's new fragrance line, which uses a Squarespace site. A Washington Post headline referred to the ad as Dolly Parton's betrayal, while one in Newsweek argued that the ad shows we live in a dystopia, but only after cautiously averring that Dolly Parton is awesome.